Peace, love, and strawberries. This is Sharman Jarman representing the South Side, Southeast Side to be exact. And you're tuned in to the Invisible Podcast Radio. The conversation of leading is so interesting because to lead, in my opinion, and even based off that definition, direction, right? Mm-hmm. Direction can mean so many things. Direction could be north, south, east, west.
Facts.
Direction could be centered. And as a performer on stage, my direction is the stage, right? Mm-hmm. Or that's what people perceive my direction to be. But to me, to be on a stage is more than just I'm a singer. I consider myself a performing artist, so that's my lead and my direction of a path that I believe is what God asked me to do, to bring messages to people. Mm-hmm. And those messages can be a lot of different things. Like, I literally remember in eighth grade having a vision of myself on stage, but I never knew what it was. I just I visually saw myself in front of people just all the time. And as I began to like learn about myself, I realized like I don't just sing. I dance, I move my body, I act, I produce, I creative direct for people. Like, I've just always had visions, and so I feel like my lead or my direction is putting messages through those visions. And sometimes that vision may come off as me being the singer that day.
It's like, what's then like
one day I'm not the singer that day. Okay. One day I'm a creative director for an artist who has this cool idea, but they just don't know how to put the pieces together.
Yeah.
And some people, and even in those, like in that, in the sense of leadership, I feel like a good leader knows how to follow directions, and following directions could mean you're not the leader exactly. Mm. When we hear that word leadership,
yeah,
I feel like we put too much pressure on leaders.
Yeah.
And even, you know, during this pandemic, I feel like a lot of Black people specifically have been looking for a leader because they're like, well, Malcolm X was this and Martin Luther King was that. So the civil rights era had this. So what do we have? And it's like, we have us.
Like,
all of us are leaders because those people weren't trying to lead. They just took an initiative at that time. Mm-hmm. That, like, those people needed to act because other people were too afraid to do so.
Yeah, I think my difference, and that's my opinion, because I don't know every artist's experience in Chicago. But I've been in radio. I used to work at a radio station. Okay. I know what it takes to get on the radio. Mm-hmm. So if that's my goal, I know what that means. Mm-hmm. And that's not my goal. It's one of them. But to innovate for me and to be different for me, I literally do everything. I write my music. I direct my music videos. I cast the people that I work with as far as like dancers or... you know, as far as booking shows, I have management now because I need it to the point where I got that busy.
Mm-hmm.
But if I need to book my own show, I can. You know, it's like I do everything for myself because I just was made to be independent. And I feel like with those reasons, it allows me to be expressive enough to be like, no, this is what I want as an artist. And I feel like that's where a lot of artists fail.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like innovating means do what this company tells you to do. And that could work for some people, right? Some people that works for, they follow an algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
They post all structure. Of this shit for so many times a day.
Yeah.
And they win from that. Yeah. And it's like, I don't feel like I need to do that. I hear that all the time, like, Sherman, you not posting enough on social media, or you not going live enough. And it's just like, but me living is live. Like, me actually living my life and experience, it helps me to write these songs.
Exactly.
Helps me to think of the ideas for these music videos. Yeah. We can all be great at the same time and look different. We don't have to look the same, which is why, you know, I feel like when it comes to innovation in that regard, this is where we're at. Mm-hmm. And it takes a person like me to be rebellious and be like, nah, fam, we ain't doing that. We doing this.
you let me die for you. But you never chase me. No longer giving my energy to someone as a prostate. Are you feeling me?
Y'all don't get it. Y'all don't see what I'm trying to do. And there were so many people that told me I should just stick to songwriting. You're a great songwriter. Don't sing.
Damn.
And I'm like, what? Like, but I feel like I'm supposed to sing. And at that time, they could have been right because I didn't sound great. Like, when I listen to my old stuff, I'm like, shit, I sound like trash.
But you gotta start somewhere. She said, but the beast dumb.
I think it just took me to go through those things to really feel myself, like feel myself for real and see what do I want to sound like? What do I want to feel like? And what was genuine to me? Like, I grew up listening to everything. My dad's a musician. My whole family plays instruments. So it's like, in my house, we would listen to rock. We would listen to country. We would listen to jazz. Mm-hmm. And I say, unfortunately, this is my trauma, so my business. But I went to church like 6 days a week. That was annoying, yeah, but it was like gospel music was my life for a minute. So the feels of that spirit, if you want to call it that, is like I understand what it means to be a soul, mm-hmm. or what a soul is, mm-hmm. and how to connect to the soul. So when people say I'm soulful or they feel like my music is soulful, I can understand that. I can get that, mm-hmm. because it's like my job or how I feel when I'm writing. I feel like it's my place to like connect with you. I'm not just about to sing about my problems. I don't care, or you probably don't care. If anything, I was trying to heal. I hope you heal with me in the process.
Yeah.
So my venture has always been to heal, to like allow people that space,
because
I don't feel like there's space for people to acknowledge, yo, I'm not well today, or I'm not feeling myself, I don't feel okay, and break people open into that moment of like, I need to be myself.
Yeah.
Because mentoring, it does take some form of vulnerability for people who are in a world that doesn't see how they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that could affect your confidence. And confidence and vulnerability, I think, kind of coincide, mm-hmm. because it takes a confident person to cry, right, in front of somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, in this world, crying is like, what? What you crying for? What mm-hmm. you complaining for? So to be open enough to confidently step out to whatever your ideas are, whatever your feels are, that's important.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally see a lot of crazy people that have ventured into that confidence, that have taken that vulnerability in their lives and being like, yo, I don't care. I'm going to show y'all the real. And it's helped other people. It's helped other people in that process. I feel like my inspiration came from trauma. As a kid, I was bullied a lot. So it's interesting to see that dark skin is a trend now, black women is a trend now. The things that I was told was ghetto as a kid is fashion now, like long nails, colored hair, like my hair blue right now. I always change my hair. I used to have red hair
my first project, and I changed with my mood. I moved with my mood. So I used to have red hair at that time. I feel like that's where I was at. And then I went blonde, and everybody was like, why did you change your hair for red? But I feel like those things made me who I was, because it was like being told you're something, and you know in your heart that that's not who you are. To be constantly bullied and told like those things, it did mess with my head. And it was like, as an adult woman trying to step into my place and be confident in that, I believe in manifestation, and I'm like, why am I manifesting things that I know I don't deserve, right? That I know does not make me happy. If the ultimate goal is happiness, which I have a whole song about on my first project, the ultimate goal was happiness, period, whatever that looks like for me. And for me, I literally used to write down as a kid like the things that I wanted in my life, because of how much trauma I experienced. I'm trying not to cry. But from my household to school to even church, I was emotionally abused in ways that people don't understand, because for Black people, they don't think that's abuse. And anytime I felt like, all right, this is traumatic for me, this isn't helping me, this is hindering me from my goal of happiness, I cut it off. Or God cut it off for me, because he would see like, I'm not loving myself. Mm-hmm. I'm allowing people to hurt me, mm-hmm. that I know don't deserve my energy.
Yeah.
And that's why I stay to myself, unless, like I said, it's necessary for me to be outside, unless it's necessary for me to perform. Like, even as an artist, sometimes I feel like our egos get in the way and we just be so focused on shows and like, yo, I need to do this interview, I need to be on this, you know, this live, I need to be on TikTok, I need to have this many followers. What I'm living is for real. Yeah. Like, what I experienced in my personal life from, again, like, even my partner now, you know, I never knew I would be in love to the point where I could literally have a partner that get my life, that get me as a woman, as a career-driven woman who has a goal and a hope to have a family, but have a goal. Like, I don't think people understand that for women. Like, sometimes women do have to choose. It's like, either you're going to be at home and be a wife and be a mom and not necessarily be a creative or whatever, because in the creative industry, it takes a lot of time. You're in a studio for hours, you're on stages for hours, you're traveling possibly, and you're around all of these different energies. So it can be hard to be a family sometimes. So those are things I manifested. Those are things I asked for, I prayed about. And I write songs about that, because I speak to, like, even some of the fans I do have that reach out and actually do have conversations with me. They tell me how their lives be and how their parents did this to them, or how they going through it with their sister and they don't know how to handle it, or they had a friend they loved and their friendship broke up. How do you deal with that? Like, mental health is something I'm very strong about and I speak often about, because a lot of the trauma that we've experienced has affected people's mental health. Yes. To where they think that's who they are. Mm-hmm. They think, this is my character, that must be me. And it's like, no, that was probably something you built from a hurtful place.
Yes.
And now this is who you become. Yeah. Because of hurtful place.
Yeah.
So it takes a lot to be as vulnerable as me as an artist, where it's like, I'll write a song about it.
Okay.
A lot of people can't handle, can you imagine singing about your cut you got?
Yes.
Over and over and over again? Performing. Some people think that, yeah, shit is easy. That's not easy, yeah, to get on stage,
yeah,
in front of a whole bunch, yeah, of people and be like, man, this cut me so bad.
Yeah.
Every time, and how the blood keep coming out. Yeah. Like, that's not easy to do. So for me, that's what all of my art is about. Is about constantly freeing that little kid to say, yo, that happened to you, but that's not who you are. That's not your existence. You create your happiness. You create your destiny. You create your future. And I feel like I'm a cool person. I feel like I go for my goals. I feel like if I want to do it, I at least try. I might not do it great. I might fuck up. And shit, y'all might be on TikTok laughing about it, but at least I tried.
You did it though. And you hit record. You feel me? So.